Hey, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Yeah, I'm over here. Look over, right-hand corner. Okay. Yeah, I've got some communications up here that I want to show you. And this is about North Carolina. It's an unfolding Holocaust. And I'm convinced you don't have to be. That, when you look at the pattern of this storm, some of it moved very irregularly to center over. And there was, let's put it this way, you see the blue ball inside the eye of the storm and so forth. That's residual. I'm trying to think of the actual term. Anyway, it's the after effect of directing the jet stream through electrical stimulation. And yeah, the origination of this technology is Project HAARP. It's now gone into something called NEXRAD, and there's other variations of it as well too. And I looked at this, and I've talked to a number of people, and most of us are pretty convinced. We don't know the origination necessarily of the storm, but we can tell the tracking of the storm was highly unusual, very suspicious. And people say, "Oh, there's no such thing as weather wars." Well, then ask yourself why they're Weather War treaties at the United Nations, why China very publicly 10 years ago offered Malaysia to create a cyclone over their country. And the origination of this is cloud seeding. And I grew up as a kid where they would cloud seed to get more snowfall, the ski resorts in Colorado to start the season earlier to make more money. This technology has been well documented. Dick Begich, in a book called Angels Don't Play This Harp, HAARP, and he lists all the patents, Air Force Owning the Weather, 2025. I published that. And I was one of the first ones to get a copy because I knew somebody connected and they had all the patents. This is real. This is intentional. And I'm absolutely convinced this now, and I don't care. You want to hang the conspiracy theory label on, that's fine. It's just I read something. I'm going to talk about this later today. There was an article about an election fraud case and a subsequent trial, and the AP, I think it had about six paragraphs, and seven times in there, they debunked the fact there could ever be election fraud. Yet there are convictions about it around the country. Totally baseless. I mean, those kinds of claims. So if you want to continue to believe the mainstream media and they hang conspiracy theory label on everything that could be damaging to them, yeah, this is just beyond comprehension. And the same attitude is showing up in the dock strike, and I'll cover that a little later today in a different segment as well too. But I've got communications here that I'm going to read to you. And they're just representative of what's coming down the pike. Okay. Last night, Doug and I were prepping for a show that we're doing today. And he told me about communication he had. And there's another story like this, too, independent of Doug. A man in a helicopter had been in communication. I'm going to assume it was probably shortwave. And this family was in some dire need, and this man was communicating with him, and he was going to fly his helicopter in and drop off the supplies. He couldn't leave the airport because the official connected, I would assume, to the FAA told him, "I'll have you arrested for interfering in a federal operation." There is no federal operation in North Carolina in the rural areas. There is none. There is none. And I'm going to show you that as we go here. Okay, John Rich is circulating this. Just spoke to a friend of mine in law enforcement, and he said they have, and I quote, "already used over 500 body bags. There are bodies in trees, mud, cars, houses everywhere, and no federal support whatsoever." There you go. Okay, and I got to tell you, I played on this yesterday. Played a clip of Kamala Harris, who had to read from a script where she gave a simple statement. "We're going to give $750 to people who are really in need." How far do you think that's going to go, first of all, while you send your 400 million off to Ukraine? And she had to read it. And I got to tell you, it was like Joe Biden taking 2 weeks to go to Maui and speak to people at Lahaina, speak to the media. $700 per family. It's an insult. Take that money and shove it up your ass. I won't help them do anything. There's no stores for them to shop at. Let's go to the other communication here. Howard Bertram sent this to me. Howard's a really good man and a pretty fierce researcher. And we had partnered with him in sharing information in the Lahaina situation. That's where I first met Howard. And he sent this over to me this morning. And it just parallels the unfolding stories. This information is from a local man. It starts right here. Let me highlight so we can see where it begins. This information is from a local man. What if this was our community, your community? Think about it. Okay, so here's the communication. A comrade in arms of mine, a fellow OIF, came up on the net, and thanks to Starlink at Elon Musk, was able to let me know he and his family were alive. But things are getting really bad really quick. He's a fellow multiple tour of Iraq vet and is not prone to exaggeration. Okay, so continuing. This entire area is a war zone, even if not directly destroyed by floodwaters. There are men, women, children starving to death without water and sanitation. There's no fuel. People can't get to any distribution points because they have no fuel. People are walking on foot and dragging wagons. There's a new invention out there, excuse me, and the new invention is called a helicopter. How many times has this been used in the past in combat zones to resupply units that are extended, stranded, whatever? Everything should be directed at this right now, and nothing is being directed at the rural people in North Carolina. My commentary. Okay, back to this. The majority of federal state assets are being diverted to incorporated areas of Asheville, Black Mountain, etc., and without a deliberate effort yet into the rural unincorporated areas. People are suffering, and communities are rapidly moving to isolation and self-defense and policing. What I'm going to read to you next is extremely upsetting, and it's graphic. And you could choose simply not to hear this. There are bodies floating down rivers, and there are bodies stuck in the tops of trees. Linemen entering destroyed areas are finding dozens of children as young as three walking through the mud, near naked, crying for their parents, some with ropes still tied on their arms, attached to broken lumber, where clearly their dead parents had last ditch tied them to something. Was talking to a lineman yesterday, how he's finding heads and limbs every time debris is removed. Sorry, lost my place here. Entire communities are just gone, gone, gone. Nothing to repair. And in some of the areas, just no one to even help anyone, just bodies, a stench increasing by the day. The death count will be in the thousands. Desperation is increasing, and most vets are lying on the roofs with rifles. Local rural gas stations, markets have clear militias forming with men in hodgepodge gear and rifles patrolling. We are self-policing now. I will keep you informed as he keeps me updated and pray for these people. The depraved indifference of this administration is beyond the pale. This is worse than Katrina. So I reported to you yesterday there were reports coming out saying that people were dying from lack of oxygen, lack of insulin, and so forth. These are all supplies that could be brought in. The coincidence, as I showed yesterday on a map, between the path of the storm and the presence of known lithium and silicon deposits are unmistakable. You could say, well, it's just a coincidence. Okay, is it a coincidence the federal government hasn't lifted a finger to help these people in the rural areas? So people can still go on the coincidental theory, and everything's a coincidence when it's bad and negative. And again, I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you something. Why? When this administration does or doesn't do something, it's always to the detriment of Americans. Now we're going to take a little different turn. I've known Paul Preston for years. Many of you know who Paul is, and you should. He's got one of the most popular shows in America. He's also the head of the New California Movement. And if Trump were to get elected and we had control of both houses, California, New California would become a 51st state. You can count on that. I don't think we're going to get that far. I was on my way to the gym last night and I called Paul. And we went through some things, various crises. We centered on this. And he just cavalierly said this, and Paul is a man of reason and logic, and he's a scientist by training, biology and so forth. I mean, he's very pragmatic in his thinking. And so it was a left brain conversation that went straight to the right brain and emotionality. I have never seen Paul like this. We talked about the Trump assassinations and the ongoing plots. We talked about that. And we talked about North Carolina. And we got into the similarities. And the similarity is this. These people who've hijacked our government, as I call them, satanic Bolshevik communists, they want as many dead Americans as possible. That was his statement. That's something I've been leading to. How many times have you heard me say over the last few weeks, you got a bullseye on your back if you're an American? See, it's not enough just to take America down to establish this new world order. And no one can ever call this a conspiracy theory again because 193 nations agreed to global governance in Summit of the Future, September 22nd, September 23rd. We told you it was coming. We covered it as it happened and we reviewed it in the aftermath. We've done our due diligence here on the Common Sense Show. And you can't have a nation like America, freedom of speech, freedom to arm yourselves against a tyrannical government, private property rights, that's Third Amendment, the Quartering Act, the Fifth Amendment, due process, search and seizure. There's constraints on what government can do to you, right to a speedy trial, right to a trial by jury of your peers. And now we're beginning to see around the country, in various articles, Associated Press, The Atlantic, I mean, I could go on and name them, but I've seen no less than six or seven mainstream media. The Constitution's outdated. We need to do away with the Constitution. Then we had John Kerry make a statement that the First Amendment's an impediment to climate change mitigation, and the First Amendment needs to be overthrown. He's the climate change czar, former Secretary of State under Obama, who, by the way, was a co-signatory of the Kigali principles done in the lame duck period in 2016, December, after Trump won the election, but before he took office. And he signed us in illegally in a treaty with the UN. The treaty has to go through the Senate with a two-thirds approval, which it didn't do. And it's when a president or a designee of the president declares there is an emergency, whether it's civil unrest, civil war, pandemic, natural disaster. Oh, gee, why aren't they bringing them in for this? So we have that. And now with global governance, which hasn't really been actionable yet in a formal way. But they also said in these documents that were passed by the UN that they had the right to mitigate any kind of crisis. And they get to define what a crisis is. This is just the first, people. Yesterday, I authored something called The 10 Steps to World War III. But on the way, there's going to be a lot of other stuff happening that's underway. We have TDA, by my count, in 18 cities, and they've now given permission to their members to target cops. They're taking over apartment buildings, not an apartment, as the mainstream media would deceive you and have you believe, but they're taking over whole apartment buildings. The civil unrest that's going to arise out of this, along with ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, and MS-13. And I said in that particular piece that I authored that there's going to be a moment, a Tet Offensive moment, if you know your Vietnam history, where all hell is going to break loose at once in multiple locations. And it's the goal is like what we're seeing in North Carolina: death, isolation, misery, and no assistance from this government. Why else would they have let in known terrorists? That's well documented. That's in the ICE documents. The Border Patrol people who some of them now retired, like Gil Mazza and so forth. When we speak at Take Our Borders Back, they're very clear in what they're saying. We're letting these people in, as well as the CHICOM soldiers, not in uniform, but men of military age, act like military, stand up, parade at rest. They have papers they're handing to the Border Patrol. I published pictures of this on our website, thecommonsenseshow.com. I have covered this ad nauseum. And this is all threatening to the national security of the United States. And the other thing that's happening here, and I want to reiterate one thing I said yesterday, we have less than 300,000 soldiers in continental United States, in CONUS. The rest are in war zones, potential war zones. When all hell breaks loose here, there ain't gonna be nothing to stand in their way. Local law enforcement will be overwhelmed quickly. In fact, do you remember the 911 tapes the two of them I played out of Chicago? The TDA gang from Venezuela is taking over an apartment building. There's 30 of them, well armed, and these two cops had a choice: you go to that call, or you go to another call of domestic violence, I believe it was. They went to domestic violence. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. They didn't stand a chance. This is where we're at, people. And I've told you and told you and told you. And I think if my voice was echoed at all, that your public officials would be cowering in the corner because you'd be besieging them to do something. But I told you that this was unfolding as it was unfolding. There are terrorist cells now all across this country. The Border Patrol says we can't really tell you the exact number because of the gotaways, but we estimate 100,000 to 200,000 terrorists in our country. No, I didn't say 10,000 to 20,000. I said 100,000 to 200,000. By the way, I'm speaking at Take Our Borders Back in Yuma, Arizona. I think it's October 19th. And these same people who are working in the field, I had JJ Carell, deputy special agent in charge in the Border Patrol. He was on my show earlier in the week. We've already played it on all our networks. And he said, "This administration is your enemy if you're an American." This guy served for 26 years. Is he just a nutcase, or does he have firsthand knowledge? Okay, so listen to what I'm going to tell you now. I asked Paul last night. I've never seen Paul get this mad. He goes, "They want to kill every American, and replacement theory is real." China will be ruling over North America. And we have documents from them that show that was their goal. And we have documents that show they're not going to leave anybody left alive. The only thing in dispute that we saw from a memo from Weifang in 2017 was, what do they do with the 14 million Chinese here? Are they too Americanized? Do we have to kill them because of that? Or do we try to re-educate them? That was the only dispute about the devastation they have planned here. And as I said yesterday, terrorists create the chaos and possibly war as well, combined with that. And then the Chinese are here to clean it up. They say 10,000 a month crossing into California. We know they're being housed in places like in hotel circle, areas of hotel circle where it's siphoned off and they have security, very aggressive security. Can't get close. They have the outer layer of security, they have the inner layer. And this isn't the only place they're doing this. You're living in an invasion in which America is being occupied, and I'm not exaggerating. And I agree with Paul Preston's anger. They want us all dead. I said, "Paul, do you think the military will come to our rescue?" And first answer is, "What military?" They're overseas. And with the strategic oil being sold off to China, our enemy, by the traitorous administration, the Biden-Harris administration, we are at 40-year low for oil, and we're looking at probably about a three-front war: Ukraine, Middle East, and Taiwan. We don't have the fuel to carry this out. We don't have the manpower, first of all. We don't have the fuel, and we're underarmed because where are a lot of our arms? In Ukraine. Thanks to this administration who've left us virtually defenseless. And Paul and I are both unsure if the military that's here will come to our aid. We don't know. What we both agree on, it's going to come down to communities organizing, like what you just heard in North Carolina. People in the rural areas that are stranded, they're developing their own militias, their own police, they're policing themselves. They're trying to redistribute resources as best they can to get through the crisis. This is the role we're all going to be in. And I've been warning for years that this was likely the result of this unchecked immigration. And now we have the infiltration with the Chinese. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I would also add the Bible for guidance and the Constitution for the rebuild. I said yesterday, one of our best weapons is collective prayer, but we have to do more. This has gone so far. Paul said it's going to be up to individual communities to organize. I don't know what the defense against bioweapons will be. We're in a lot of trouble. And there are some people that are going to say, "Oh, this is hysterical." Maybe they should stop and look at North Carolina. Maybe you should go back a year and 2 months and look at Lahaina. We showed the irregular burn patterns, the right angle turns of the burn patterns, avoiding some wealthy communities in Wailea, right angle burn right along the fence line. These are directed energy weapons. We talked even yesterday and we reviewed about how these people were trapped. The police wouldn't let them drive out. And the government, Josh Green, the governor, tried to deny it, but then we had videos that surfaced that showed this. You better start organizing. You better start organizing. The one thing in our favor, is we have 400 million guns in America. Why do you think they want your guns so bad? And the last thing I'll leave you with is this. It's my considered opinion that they don't care about winning this election now. The Holocaust is going to unfold. And right now, the alternative media will cover this. And it doesn't matter if the mainstream media suppresses it. There's going to be no way to keep this information from the people because most of us will have relatives or friends that are directly and indirectly affected. We'll be telling the story like we are right here. So what's coming? I think it's clear. And they say it takes one soldier for 50 people that are unarmed to garrison a country. How about when you have about 110 million gun owners? 7 million of them are trained combat veterans. This is going to be unbelievable. And if you want to believe in coincidences, ask yourself why the movie Civil War, as bad as it was, and it was a terrible movie, but why do you think it came out when it did? And we ain't done. We're going to do another presentation on Diddy, and something has come out that is scary. And the Diddy thing is being weaponized. I'll let your mind wander on what they're doing. We're going to come back in a later segment and cover that. The food part of it is essential. And if nothing else, I think you see the importance of having food portable, stored in lightweight buckets that you can carry and bug out with. It's important you have this. You can go to preparewithdave.com, 25-year shelf life, completely hermetically sealed. Lots of diversity in the food. It tastes good. And they have the specials on right now. All you have to do is go, if you're watching on social media, click the link in the description box. Otherwise, just go to preparewithdave.com. Preparewithdave.com, free shipping, and they'll get it out to you immediately. If you think this is the last catastrophe we're going to see, think again.